The irony isn't lost on anybody. But sometimes you just have to go with the flow, even if it's an Arctic outflow. The underlying theme of Victoria hosting the 2024 Scotiabank Hockey Day in Canada was to boast the island's mild by Canadian standards winter to the rest of the country. But on Wednesday, former NHLer Jeff Courtnell shot a few forlorn balls into the snow at Victoria Golf Club as the scheduled celebrity round was obviously cancelled. Organizers, however, are unruffled by the unusual turn in island weather. They simply swept the snow off the $100,000 synthetic ice rink installed at Ship Point. The Stanley Cup showed up for a foray around the rink and the show went on. As showrunners, whether it be Broadway or the Olympics, you have to be troopers and ready for anything. The Victoria Organizing Committee is just that. We just roll with the punches. This is about celebrating the game and what it means to the country, and we've never lost sight of that, said John Wilson, head of the Victoria Organizing Committee. On Tuesday, we got shots that will be used on the broadcast of Ron McLean Whale watching and later walking the Malahat SYK walk, and it was beautiful out. Wednesday, it was snow and soon it will be typical West Coast rain, while Saturday looks to be nice for the actual broadcast day. We will see a real weather lineage leading to the broadcast and we will incorporate and celebrate that. Although they didn't get to January golf boast to the rest of the country, past pro hockey players from the island such as Jeff Courtnell, brother Russ will be arriving Thursday, Matt Pettinger, Greg Adams, Steve Lindgren, Brad Palmer and Matt Ellison still settled in at Victoria Golf Club Clubhouse Wednesday to reminisce and swap old stories. We are so proud to celebrate the city we love, our island, and what it has produced from previous generations to players now like the Bens and Tyson Berry, and to show that off nationally on Sportsnet, said Pettinger, the former NHL Washington Capitals, Vancouver Canucks and Dell Germany forward. Sportsnet released the other details of Saturday's 12.5-hour national broadcast of Scotiabank Hockey Day in Canada, with stories of island hockey wrapped around NHL games featuring all seven Canadian teams. Singer Nelly Furtado from Victoria will open the marathon broadcast with reflections on her hometown. Former NHLer and now Islander Andrew Ference and the Nature of Things co-host Sarika Cullis-Suzuki will detail how the West Hills Recreation Complex in Langford is incorporating energy efficiency and sustainability into its operations. Other features will include those on the 1925 Stanley Cup champion Victoria Cougars and Micah Zandi Hart of Sonniton, who at Beijing in 2022 became the first women's hockey player from BC to win an Olympic gold medal, and the effect that has had on female hockey on the island and throughout the province. A big focus of the broadcast will be mental health and what the Courtnells have done to bring attention and concrete aid to the issue. A segment of the broadcast will feature former Victoria Salmon Kings player Brady Leivold and his journey back after sliding to rock bottom following his hockey career with a life of homelessness and petty crime due to mental health and addictions. The full Hockey Night in Canada panel, including Ron McLean, Ivanka Osmak, David Amber, Kevin Beeksa, Elliot Friedman, Jennifer Botterill, Kelly Harudi, will be on hand Saturday broadcasting atop Milestones Restaurant with sweeping views of the Inner Harbor as a backdrop. Faulkner once said that you celebrate something at the expense of its playfulness, said McLean. But that hasn't happened yet with this annual celebration of a sport and its connection to a country. CDH Ian saw at timescolonist.com. ... To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor, letters@timescolonist.com.